by the middle of the 19th century, a lot of composers had used the story of Joan of Arc as the theme for their operas. That was Giuseppe Verdi's overture to his seventh opera, Joan of Arc, Ricardo Chailly's La Scala Philharmonic. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. We have Brahms, Bruch, and Jacques Offenbach this hour. Let's listen next to the first movement of the B major piano trio by Johannes Brahms. It's the Hilaris duo with James Rivers at the piano on KPR. The Topeka trio from a few years ago, featuring pianist James Rivers, and the Hilaris duo, which was Dr. Stephen Elisha, cellist. He used to be the director of string studies at Washburn, and his wife Larissa Elisha, cello and violin, and they're both teaching now at Georgia Southern University. The piece was by Johannes Brahms. That was the first movement of Brahms' Opus 8, his piano trio, number 1 in B, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, where we could just do shows all day long featuring local music because we love to record it and we love to feature it here on KPR. Next, we'll hear Max Bruch's passionate first violin concerto in G minor, also another KPR recording Jacques Offenbach, the Can-Can from Orpheus in the Underworld. Good morning, it's 9:30, and this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, Kansas City and Topeka, and 99.5 Manhattan. We'll start off the noon hour with a fantasia built from Flemish folk songs. Then we've got early music from Josef Suk, a lovely piano trio, classical music from noon to three with Jeff Watson on KPR. I'm Cordelia Brown with you until then. Our violinist next in the Bruch G minor violin concerto is Kyung-Hwa Chung. She's with the London Philharmonic, led by Klaus Tennstedt, for some Bruch now on KPR. Kyung-Hwa Chung, she was the soloist with the London Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Klaus Tennstedt. The exciting G minor violin concerto, the first violin concerto by Max Bruch, here on Kansas Public Radio. We've got a Mozart symphony in G minor as well. Mozart only wrote 2 symphonies of the 41 in a minor key, both G minor. So we'll hear the 25th one next hour after we hear Lawrence's own Uptown Mandolin Quartet. And then after we hear the Mozart, we'll hear from a new recording, the newest one from the Kansas City Symphony. It's Johannes Brahms' 11 chorale preludes that Kansas City native Virgil Thompson orchestrated. So that'll be fun to listen to. Keep it right here on KPR, where support for the classical music comes from KU Theater and Dance, featuring KU students in musicals, comedy, contemporary drama, and dance, staged at Murphy Hall. Season lineup and tickets at kutheater.com. This is KPR. Christina Bowie, violin, and Tatiana Tessman, piano, 2 members of MAPA, the Mid-America Performing Arts Alliance, which is local. That was the Can Can by Jacques Offenbach. And MAPA has a brand new season about to open up. Season opener will be the great pianist, Sean Chen, in concert Saturday, September 21st, in Swarthout Recital Hall. And then they've got their Classics in South Park, which was a lot of fun last year. That'll be Saturday, October 12th. It's classical music for the whole family in Lawrence. MAPA.org will tell you more. This is KPR.
4 years since.
Keep it here on KPR, for at 3 o'clock it'll be All Things Considered from NPR here on KPR. We're KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence, Kansas City, Topeka, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV, KANV HD1, serving the Owlsburg, Junction City, Abilene line through 91.3. And KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Well, it's only 84 degrees in Lawrence right now. Today there is a slight chance of showers, maybe after 3 o'clock this afternoon, about a 20% chance for that. But otherwise, today should be mostly sunny with a high of 96. Tonight, it's a 30% chance of rain, probably before 10, dipping down to, 71 cool degrees overnight, bringing us a Wednesday with mostly sunshine and a high of 94. There's another chance for rain Thursday. It's 10:01. Good morning. This is KPR.
Live from NPR's annual gain with prices rising 9%. Wall Street is trading higher at this hour. The Dow is trading flat, but the Nasdaq is up 0.2%. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Angie, dedicated to helping homeowners find skilled pros to get their home projects done well. From everyday repairs to major remodels, reviews, pricing, and booking are at Angie.com or on the Angie app. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. Here's Lawrence's own Uptown Mandolin Quartet playing WC on KPR. Reverie by Claude Debussy, the Uptown Mandolin Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. It's about 10:09. Next, we have Mozart and Brahms, and keep KPR with you, because within an hour, we will have just heard Short Ride in a Fast Machine, an exciting little piece by John Adams. Also, next hour, a Bach Brandenburg Concerto that we recorded just this summer in Topeka at the Sunflower Music Festival. All kinds of great classical music this morning here on Kansas Public Radio. It's always kind of a classical music party. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical party host, I guess, and classical friend here on KPR. The Last and Darkest Symphony by Johannes Brahms is performed by the BBC Philharmonic Friday evening on KPR. It's balanced by the outpouring of joy that's Beethoven's Violin Concerto, featuring soloist Tobias Feldman. It's on the next concert from the annual BBC Proms. That'll be Friday evening at 7 here on all KPR1 stations. Here's Leonard Bernstein with the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. Let's enjoy now Mozart's 25th Symphony in G minor on KPR. That's Mozart on our morning together here on KPR. That's Mozart Symphony No. 25 in G minor. Sorry about that pause in the middle movement, but it was the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, and they're very democratic. They chose Leonard Bernstein as their conductor for that performance. And next we'll hear Michael Stern's Kansas City Symphony here on KPR. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting Sing, 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 arias and ensembles from opera and Broadway with opera singer Michael Spires and family. 7:30 p.m. Saturday, September 7th. Tickets at topekasymphony.org. And from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, Saturday, September 7th, at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops and panels, as well as a musician's health clinic. Tickets at mixmaster2024.com. We'll hear the Kansas City Symphony next in their latest recording just out this year. Virgil Thompson, Kansas City native, orchestrated the 11 chorale preludes from Opus 122 by Johannes Brahms. Here they are on KPR with Michael Stern conducting. That's the latest recording from the Kansas City Symphony, as directed by outgoing conductor, thank you, Michael Stern, from the 11 chorale preludes by Johannes Brahms that were orchestrated by Kansas City native Virgil Thompson. That's their latest release on the Reference label. And this is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas.
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep, every weekday.
Join us in the morning, starting at 5 o'clock here on KPR, where support for classical music comes from the Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo on Saturday, September 14th, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters, all supporting the zoo's conservation initiatives. Tickets at topekazoo.org. We're live, we're local, we're here. Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence, Topeka, Kansas City, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Support for news comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, live in concert and more this season. Tickets at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center. It's KPR.
The Israeli military says it has rescued 161. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Made In Cookware. Made In Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. This is KPR. And now by John Adams on KPR, Short Ride in a Fast Machine. Why, the percussion section of the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, led by Mark Elder, getting a workout for, it's like a roller coaster ride for your ears, but without the nausea. Short Ride in a Fast Machine by John Adams on Kansas Public Radio, kicking off our 11 o'clock hour of music. Here is another bright piece. It's by Bach now. This is the first Brandenburg Concerto, and it's a fresh recording from just this summer's Sunflower Music Festival. Anthony Walker directing now on KPR. With Anthony Walker directing just this summer's Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka. That was the first of the Brandenburg Concertos by Johann Sebastian Bach. Coming up, music that Leonard Bernstein wrote about the three sailors on leave, just ready to have as much fun as they can in a short amount of time. We'll hear ballet music from Fancy Free in just a bit. You know, everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that enriches your life and that of others in the community. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. And we'll start off the noon hour with a fantasia built from Flemish folk songs. Then we've got early music from Josef Suk, a lovely piano trio. Classical music continues from noon to three on KPR. We're live, we're local. We're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence, Topeka, and Kansas City, and 90.3 Chanute.
In time of silver. Time of silver rain, when spring and life are new.
Using a poem by Langston Hughes, Harriet Davidson's musical setting of In Time of Silver Rain. Maria Corley at the piano and Daryl Taylor was the tenor. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Outdoors Unscripted Festival. Launch event, Saturday evening, September 7th, at Cider Gallery in Lawrence, kicking off a year of planning for an annual three-day celebration of Midwestern outdoor adventure. Tickets at outdoorsunscripted.org. Next on KPR, from the repertory of American Ballet Theater, with Leonard Bernstein and the New York Philharmonic, here's ballet music from his show Fancy Free, on KPR. Ballet music by Leonard Bernstein from his show Fancy Free, and he directed the New York Philharmonic here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. You can check our playlists running at kansaspublicradio.org.
From the inner workings of the government, stories that go deeper than sound bites on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us in the morning for the next Morning Edition here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're live, we're local. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. Updated forecast, still calling for a slight 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 this afternoon, otherwise mostly sunny and a high of 96. Tonight it's a 30% chance of rain, probably before 10 if it happens, low of 71, and tomorrow should be mostly sunny and hot again with a high of 94. Thursday, it's a 40% chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm before 10 in the morning, then a slight chance until 1, but a high still of 93 expected for Thursday, and 81 only for Friday. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News.